brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So I'm 21 and I graduate next month with a degree in finance.
Good for you.
And thank you. And so I've been dating my boyfriend now for almost a year. And, you know, as I'm graduating and as we've been talking about our life together, our future together, we have the idea of moving to Texas has come into mind. And so the idea kind of came into play because my boyfriend has a buddy out there that he could work with and make more money than what he's currently making. And I'm willing and open to the idea. However, I made it very, very clear to him when we started talking about the move that we both needed to have at least a couple thousand dollars saved up prior to the move. And I'm there. I have that money saved up. I'm pretty much ready to move after I graduate. And I've talked to him about potentially going and moving to Texas about 1 to 2 months before I do, because in the whole time that we've been together, I've never seen him work full time. He's not in school and he never went to college. And he works about 20 hours a week right now as a personal trainer in his own business. And so I kind of threw that idea out there for him. And he doesn't want to move out there without me because he thinks I won't follow him. But I genuinely believe that he doesn't want to move out there with me because he doesn't have the financial means to do so. And I think he wants me to be there with him so he can lean on me a little bit. But I've been burned in the past by an ex-boyfriend in a similar situation, and I lost thousands of dollars. And so I don't really know what to do. He tells me that his financial status is none of my business, but I think if we're moving in together, it should be.
Warning. I work 20 hours a week and my money's none of your business. warning. Mm. The bells are going off in your head so loud that you can't even hardly speak around them. Aren't they?
Yeah.
You have alarms going off all around you. You just described them to us very clearly.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's just a hard reality. It's a hard pill to swallow, the reality of what the situation is. But I think you know it, Allison.
Yeah. And I've talked to him, you know, and this also just, it impacts me a lot because, you know, as I said, I'm about to graduate. And so I started looking for jobs out in Texas, but we're kind of at the mercy of, you know, when his friend says he can come and he
So the problem is, Allison, you're building your life around somebody. Number one, that you're not married to, right? I mean, you have no legal grounds on any level. And, you know, you've been burned in the past financially with relationships, as you said. And so you're following somebody that there is no true commitment and no true legal binding of anything, right? And so, I mean, that's red flag number one for me. And number two, yeah, there's so many splinters off of the situation that if I were your friends and sitting here, I would say, Allison, what's best for Allison? And that would be a different question if you guys were married. What's best for you guys as a couple? But you're not. And so having that level of independence for you, Allison, to be able to say, what is best for me? And is it moving to a place that you don't have a job right now, following a guy who won't even let you into his finances, who hasn't had a pattern of doing well financially or work-wise because somebody of his X, Y, and Z, it sounds like a disaster. It really does. And
so, Allison, you are very wise for 21 years old because you've actually analyzed this pretty carefully. You've got all the key points in the decision. What's hurting is that it's leading you to a conclusion that is painful. If you had a little sister, do you have a little sister?
Yes, I do.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Okay. So she's 21 and you're now 30 and she comes and gives you this scenario. What are you going to tell her?
I would tell her not to do it.
Okay.
Absolutely not to
do
it.
All right.
But the thing is, I'm in this place where I'm worried that because he treats me so wonderfully and I'm worried that I'm never going to find somebody.
No.
He actually doesn't treat you wonderfully. if he was working like 60 hours a week, making $100,000 a year, showering you with gifts and paying for everything and asking you to marry him so that he can make a lifelong commitment to you, and then, honey, let's go off to Texas and make a wonderful life, that's treating you wonderfully. Not come over here so I can lean on you because I don't work much.
Yeah.
That's not treating you wonderfully. It's not the definition of wonderful. You would tell your little sister that. All I'm telling you is right. What you've already told me. I don't really know what's going on except what you told me. But I can tell you this. I have had these situations over the years where everything in my brain is telling me not to do something, but my heart is pushing me forward anyway. And it all, I always look back and go, ouch. So there's a proverb, Proverbs 27:12. It says, I just looked it up because I couldn't remember exactly where it was while we were talking. And there's actually a book been written on it by Andy Stanley. But he says, a wise person sees danger ahead and avoids it, but a foolish person keeps going and gets into trouble. And so, no kidding. You know, I mean, that's, you know, like the proverb's kind of obvious. But I've at times gone ahead anyway, even though I knew down inside of you, you know, your spirit is telling you, the better parts of Allison are speaking to you, and you're saying, this guy's not yet eligible for a life partner. He hasn't earned the right for someone as good as Allison yet. He may be a sweet guy, but there's a lot of lazy guys that are sweet.
Yeah. So what do you suggest I do? I mean, we come from very, very different financial backgrounds. My parents are immigrants, and they didn't get the opportunity to go to college, and they worked so hard to be where they are today. You know,
so your family is a family of work ethic.
Yes.
Yeah. And you are. You're a person who works.
Yes.
Tell him that.
Yes, I have two jobs.
Tell him that. Say, I can't go with you until I see some financial responsibility and some work ethic.
And his codependence on you, not just financially, but the idea that if he moves first and you may not follow and that scares him, that's not strength either, right?
Yeah.
There's an emotional codependence there as well, Allison. So, and let me just say too, and you would say this to your sister if you were 30 and she was 21, he's not the only one.
Oh, God.
He's not the only one, Allison. I promise you. You're 21. I promise you.
And unless he changes, he's not the one either.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because he's not. You've not described to someone, us to someone, you've not described to us someone that is worthy of you.
That's right. Yeah. And when you limit options and you think, this is it. If I don't choose him, I'm never going to get married, you know, you start to lose the ability to make critical, rational decisions with your life. And I just want to tell you, there's more out there, and you can choose to stay in the relationship and he goes to Texas and you guys work on it and maybe something changes. But as of now, I would not move to Texas.
100%. Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.